Welcome back. Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. We're at the mall watching this 12-year-old drummer do her thing. Stay with us now. I don't know how old this girl look, I mean is, but she looks like she's about 10 or 11, maybe 12 years old as well. Listen to the intricacy of what she's doing on these drums. The cymbals, the hi-hat, the bass drum, the snare, all of them. She's just having a ball. Oh yeah, she can play. Man. Amazing. All right. We're helping our children with ADHD thrive, and that's part of the reason that we are listening to and listening about these awesome, awesome, amazing young children. What else can we do to help our children who have ADHD thrive? Well, we can keep working to modify behavior. If improvements to behavior stall or it seems like they've reached their limit, keep trying. Children with ADHD have huge potential. Perhaps there's a strategy that you've put into play that has worked. It just needs to be tweaked. Maybe it even needs to be paused for a while. Children go through quite a few developmental leaps, and sometimes they plateau. So it's essential to be patient and keep trying to make positive changes, even if they take time. Keep in mind that even when our children have no special challenges like ADHD, it can still be challenging to help them get where they need to be, to help them become who they're created to be. And so you got that ADHD with the chemical things going on in the brain, then the challenge can become even more of a challenge. Patience, patience, patience. All right, what else can help? How about finding specialist support? Many of you have heard me say a number of times that there are just times when we're going to need to have an expert, a professional trained in the area to help us out. Do it. Get that help. Again, something goes wrong with the body. It may be a broken bone. We need help getting that broken bone fixed. We need to go get it fixed. Go to a specialist who is trained to fix that broken bone. What if it's a matter of growth of some bad cells, like cancer cells, in the body, trying to wreak havoc? We need help from the professionals in dealing with that issue. Let's go to the experts and get the help. We have a matter of something going on with a different part of the body, the brain. And for whatever reason, things are not computing the way they should be. We need help very often from the experts. I would certainly encourage you to be praying, praying, praying before, during, and after. But there are also times when it is critical that we go to professionals who have been gifted, enabled, empowered, enlightened by the Creator through training and practice, who have developed expertise, who can give us support and help that we can't get any other way. Something's going on with the mind. Look, we need to get it taken care of. We need to get it resolved. Go to the professional if that's what's necessary. Don't feel any worse about going to get help with mental issues than we would with any physical issue. Find that specialist support. Also remember that you can get involved in support groups so that you have other people who are having similar experiences who can help you through your own. And never forget this, the benefit of you helping them through whatever they're dealing with. This is about mutual benefit. So you go to a support group, it's about helping and being helped. What else can you do to help your child who has ADHD thrive? Take breaks. Spending an entire day focusing on any child can truly be exhausting. Take breaks when it's possible, either by arranging a babysitter or trading off responsibilities with a partner. The more energy that the parent has, the better that parent can cope with stress. And the better you're coping with stress, the better job you can do working with your child who has ADHD. What else can you do? Stay calm. Now, what is it about calm and remaining calm that helps us? Well, it allows the brain to problem solve and communicate better. Now, that said, what strategies help you either regain your calm, your cool, your collectiveness? What helps you maintain it so that hopefully you rarely, if ever, lose your calm? What works for you? Now, having said that, what works best for you? Various ways to help keep calm, even in challenging situations. How about this? Meditating regularly. And as I've shared with you before, that doesn't necessarily mean meditating in ways that you're trying to invoke or invite the presence of various types of spirits. You can meditate without doing that. You can meditate by simply thinking about what is beautiful and lovely and good, just, beneficial. That can be a way of meditating. You can meditate by thinking about scriptures that you've read that reassure you. Thinking about how they can work in your life. Active meditation. What else can you do? You can stick to a routine in order to eliminate the stress of trying to figure out what's coming up next. Yes, what's coming up next? Sometimes it is good for us, when I say us, whether we are adults or children, whether the person has something like ADHD or not, sometimes it's good to just kind of figure it out as you go. Discover, I should say, as you go. But a lot of times, it is truly good to have a routine in place so that you're not spending a lot of excess energy trying to get yourself geared up for whatever's coming around the corner. Stick to a routine. Also, walk, walk, walk. If the weather is just not cooperating and you need to walk indoors at an indoor track, maybe inside of a mall. Mall's not my favorite place because those floors are very, very, generally tend to be very, very hard surfaces that are hard on the musculoskeletal system. So my first choice is an indoor track, where they have very often those cushiony mats that absorb a lot of the shock for you. And so, you know, that's my first choice if you're going to be indoors. But also, it is a great idea to walk outdoors, being out there in nature or some other calming outdoor space. Also, reducing or eliminating caffeine and alcohol consumption. All right, when we come back, let's take a look at something. We'll be definitely talking some more probably next week about our amazing children. When we come back, though, today, I want us to take a look at what is being said about violent crime. Is it getting worse? And not necessarily just in the U.S. of A. We're going to take a look around the country. No, I mean around the world. You know, this is a program that takes us from the local all the way up to the international. So let's take a look at crime even outside of the U.S. of A.